Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
All right. So, today I want to ask you a couple of questions. Maybe they're trick questions, maybe they're not. All right. What is this? Did you think that was a trick question? It's not a trick question. That's a paper. So, I want to do a couple of things with it. And these are things you can do. You have the technology. What is this?
Folded paper.
Ha! Not a trick question. Folded paper. Yes. What is... what is this?
Paper.
Folded paper?
Cut
paper?
Folded and cut paper.
That is correct. What else is this? What does that shape look like? Have you seen a shape like that? What?
Ten Commandments written on the stone.
That's right. It's like a depiction of Ten Commandments. Okay, now who knows like a commandment or two? Do you guys know a commandment? What's a commandment?
I think one of them are be kind to one another.
Ooh, nice. Who else has a commandment?
Don't break your marriage.
Okay.
Don't be jealous of what others have.
Ah.
Listen to God.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
Honor your mother and your father.
Amen.
Amen.
I gotta give you, yes. Thank you. Did you moms and dads hear that one? Okay, who's parents? Who are the parents? That is a instruction. Okay. Now, how did those words get to be on? This is just paper. But how did those, what was this, when the actual thing, what was it made of? How were the commandments, were they written on a sheet of paper?
Stone.
Stone? Somebody wrote on stone? Who?
God
with what? Did he have like a really powerful pencil? He wrote with his own hand? Was that what you were going to say? How'd they get on the stone? You were going to say he wrote it, so you guys have heard this story. So he writes on stone. Man, he's got some strong fingernails. And he writes on stone, and they have some rules or some guidelines. So where do you think these guys, where do they carry these? Have you guys heard this part of the story? And the what?
They carried it on sticks.
They carried it on a wooden box. We call it like the ark, but that's exactly right. The box had holes and sticks that were, and they carried this around in the ark. So they'd always have that law that God gave them. But you know what? That didn't work so hot because sometimes they didn't do what God wanted them to do. So God had a different idea for them. You ready? Let's see if I can work this. Okay, it's important to get it right. What's that?
Ah,
you guys know that symbol too. So do you know what God said? He said, all right, I wrote it on stone for you guys and you carried it around in a box. That didn't do so hot. I have a better idea. I'm going to write it on your hearts and you're going to carry it around with you inside of you all the time. Do you think I'm just making that up? I'm not. It says in Jeremiah 31:33, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. Doesn't that sound cool?
Mm-hmm.
No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. Isn't that cool? So right now, you guys each have a heart that God will write his commands on. And you guys, when you were saying love one another, those are exactly the kinds of commandments that he wants. So I have here today for you guys hearts that God can write on. Okay? You guys can come and pick your colors, but here's what's going to happen with your hearts. If God's going to write, this is what I'd love for you to do. I would like for you to like be thinking about what God might be writing on your heart. And if you can write words, if you guys know how to write, you can write a word in here and maybe give it to somebody and let them know that you care about them. Maybe you're going to give it to your mom and say, I'm going to clean up my room, and you're writing on the heart, or I'm going to do something for you. You might give it to a friend saying, I'm going to help you out. But there's something very interesting that has to happen before you can write on the heart. And what is it? You have to open it up. So I hope that you guys can think about how you can open up your real hearts to God so that you can listen to what he wants you to do, okay? And meanwhile, you can take these kind of hearts, and I've got all sorts of colors, and you can pick a color that you like, and you can take it with you, and you can think about what you're going to do to help someone else, because that's what God wants us to do. It's one of the things he'd like for us to do. So before we collect our baskets, you can collect your hearts, okay? Okay.